Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, yesterday I saw one of the funniest exchanges I've seen in a long time. Republican caucus was together and they were giving press comments, a mini press conference. Kevin McCarthy is from California, Republican. He's one of the 139 Republicans who voted not to certify Joe Biden as president of the United States, not to accept the certifications of the 50 states. He is sucking around, hoping that they'll keep him in as speaker if they ever take the House again. He was asked by a reporter, should Trump speak at the CPAC conference this weekend, Saturday? CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Committee or conference. We've seen it several ways. This is the one where a few years ago, they all stood up and said, Heil Trump, and gave the stiff arm salute. Heil Trump, Heil Trump. It's also the one that, I don't know, it's been a little bit while, but not a ton of time. You know, they have these conferences, these seminars and all that. And on the marquee, the title of one of them was Lincoln, Friend or Foe? Lincoln, Friend or Foe? If you're an American, you say friend. Actually, it used to be if you're Republican, you'd not only say friend, you'd have a Lincoln Day dinner. We had the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. Then they call it the Founders Club dinner in the Democratic Party. Republicans always call it the Lincoln Day dinner. Then the right-wing nutjobs got together and they threw Lincoln out and they call it the Reagan Day dinner. Now they think Reagan's too moderate. Some went back to Lincoln Reagan and some go to something else. Pretty soon they'll have it the Trump dinner. The Trump dinner. It was very sad. In any event, they ask him, should Trump speak at the CPAC conference this weekend? And he said, yes, absolutely yes. Sucking up to Trump immediately. Then they turned to Liz Cheney. You know, I'm becoming to like Liz Cheney a lot more every time I see her speak. I hope she's on their ticket in 2024, just in case, as an insurance hedge. Joe Biden will win again, but just in case. They said to her, what do you think? And she's the number three, by the way. She's not just any Republican. And she says, well, that's up to them, but Trump should have no role in our party in the future. Steve Scalise, the number two, has these furtive eyes. He's from Louisiana. He's these furtive eyes. And his eyes rolled. He looked in distress. But Kevin McCarthy said, well, on that happy note, we'll adjourn. Now, think about that. Think about that. This is the leadership. Now, the comparable leadership in the Democratic Party would be Nancy Pelosi, of course, as Speaker. Then it would be Steny Hoyer of Maryland. Then it would be Jim Clyburn, South Carolina, and then Hakeem Jeffries, New York City. He's the caucus chairman. So this would be the equivalent of either Nancy Pelosi or Steny Hoyer getting up and taking a position and having Jim Clyburn or Hakeem Jeffries cut her legs right out from under her. And it was a testimony to Liz Cheney's integrity. It was a testimony to Liz Cheney's integrity. She's terrific. She's very good. I doubt very seriously if she's reelected in November of 2022, they'll keep her in leadership because that's a vote of the caucus. But she is terrific. And I hope she wins. She has primary opposition. And it's going to be very important on the future of the Republican Party, whether one of these hacks, these apparatchiks of the far right, knock her off. Stand by. I want to go, speaking of Wyoming, which where she's from, South Dakota is not too far from there. They have this absolutely outstanding attorney general named Jason Raffensperger, who killed a man, ran him over, killed him. It wasn't that he was drinking. Jason Raffensperger was on his phone. He veers off onto the shoulder. Guy's walking along. This is South Dakota. Not a lot of people there. Not a lot of public transportation. The poor guy is walking on the shoulder, trying to get somewhere, killed by the attorney general. What does the attorney general do? He goes home, doesn't tend to the guy. Then, which is a felony, by the way, then he calls in, he says, this is the attorney general. I think I hit something, probably a deer. And he gives the location. They go out there and there's a dead man. They showed a video of the police interrogation of Jason Raffensperger, and Raffensperger lied throughout it. You can tell, and here's why. Raffensperger says, well, I was going down the middle of the road. I think it was a deer, and I hit it. They said, Jason, you weren't going down the middle of the road. We looked at the skid marks. You were on the shoulder, and you were on your phone, and you had just hung up your phone. Then Raffensperger said, well, you know, I thought it was a deer. And they said, Jason, the man's eyeglasses were in your car. His face came through the windshield. And what they didn't say and could have is, a deer does not wear glasses. A deer does not go into the optometrist on his hind hoofs, sit down, say, give me some glasses. Jason Raffensperger saw a man's face come through his windshield, leaving the glasses in the cab. And then he lied, said he was going down the middle of the road, and he thinks he hit a deer. Now, let me tell you something. If anybody listening to this program did that in Wisconsin, you'd have several felonies. You'd have a felony for killing him. You'd have a felony for leaving the scene of a fate of an accident involving injury or fatality to a human being, and you'd have the felonies of obstruction, several of them. Jason Raffensperger was charged with several misdemeanors. And a misdemeanor simply means that you'll spend very little time in a jail as opposed to a prison, and the judge may release you on an ankle monitor or something of that nature. Now, that's got to be relooked at. Who's going to charge him? He's not going to charge himself. He's the attorney general. The local police departments are very, very weak out there. Finally, even the governor, Kristi Noem, who's very right-wing nut job. She's the one that's pro-Trump, goes around the country trying to suck her way on the 2024 presidential ticket on the Republican side. She's the one that abandoned the meatpacking workers in her state, and there's a lot of them, and many of them died of COVID. She thought that COVID wasn't much, doesn't need masks, doesn't need social distancing. That's all great unless you're on a meatpacking line on the cutting floor right next to somebody. The stuff's coming through very fast, and you have to yank off the wings, the drumsticks, and so forth. Anyway, even she, as degraded as she is, said he's got to resign. So did the legislature, and he gave everybody the one-finger salute. And so you know what they did? They put in articles of impeachment in the South Dakota legislature, in the South Dakota legislature. And this is the sad, degraded state that the Republican Party has come to in South Dakota, is if you run a guy over on the shoulder, lie about it, say it was a deer, his glasses are in your car, and it's obvious you were on the shoulder and not in the middle of the road, you lie about it and go home and leave the poor guy lying there like a dog, yeah, well, then maybe we'll impeach you. So they're impeaching him. I think they'll get him out. I think if he's smart, he will resign, try to plead it down. He should be charged with a felony. It would be very, very unjust if he is not, because anyone else would. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.